Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning to all of my precious brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I hope you're doing well. Well, as for me, as always, excited to get right into the Word of God. And we are going to be doing Romans for the rest of the year, and not the book of Romans, but just one chapter. We want to look at the Church of Rome and the people in the Church of Rome because I believe that many of the people in the Church of Rome are a mirror reflection of the people at Grace, and that's a great thing. If we have people at Grace that are just like the saints of Rome in the first century, we are on solid footing. So let's turn to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2, and I'll pray, and we'll get right into the Word. Romans 16, 1 says, "And I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatever business she have need of you, for she have been a succor of many and of myself also." Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, again we come to you with great anticipation, knowing that your word speaks to us every time we turn to it. You encourage us. You build us up in the faith. And we pray, Lord, that today's lesson would do as all other previous lessons. It would cause us to serve you with all of our hearts. Holy Spirit, have your way with us and lead this lesson. You are the great teacher. You are our Comforter. We lean on you for everything. Turn to you at every moment. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us to all truth, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're looking at commending Phoebe. As you know, I like to look at Bible verses and just kind of look at each word and see what the Apostle Paul intended when he first wrote the letter and kind of bring it to life. And it's very easy to bring to life because the Bible is alive. The Bible is the book of life. And when you read it and when you study it, God imparts life to you. So we just want to look at two key words. And the phrase today is commending Phoebe, commending Phoebe. We're looking at Romans 16, 1a, where Paul says, I commend unto you Phoebe. Phoebe, I want to stop right there. I commend unto you Phoebe. The word commend is a very interesting word in Greek. It's a compound word. It's two words put together. The first part of the word soon, S-U-N, it's not pronounced sun, but soon, S-U-N means together, together. Every time you see the word soon starting a Greek word, you kind of get the idea that it's talking about two things together. For example, the word synagogue or synagogue. A synagogue was a place where first century Jews, second century Jews came together to study the word of God. The word synagogue is made up of two Greek words, synagoges. And this word, commend, is also a compound word starting out with the word soon. Soon histemi. Soon again means together, and histemi means to stand with. So basically what Paul is saying is, I want you to stand with this sister. The meaning of the word soon histemi means to cause people to stand. Paul was introducing Phoebe to the saints of Rome. He was presenting her to the believers at the Roman capital. So he's presenting one of his acquaintances, one of his friends, to his other friends. And when you soon histemi someone, you're basically making a very favorable recommendation. This word commend, we can see in the word commend, the word recommend, where you are highly recommending someone. You're giving someone a very favorable thumbs up. And Paul says, I want you to stand with this sister. When she comes to you, when she arrives at the city of Rome, a city she's never been to, and we're assuming that she's never been to Rome. When she arrives at Rome, I want you to stand with her. The city is alien to her. She doesn't know where the hotels are. She doesn't know where the restaurants are. She doesn't know where the buildings are, the municipal buildings where you pay your taxes and all those things. She doesn't know her way around town. Stand with her. Don't allow her to be in Rome by herself. Rome is a wonderful city, but it's also a dangerous city. Don't let Phoebe become a target of robbers and thieves who are always looking for those new people who come into town who don't know their way about the place. So stand with her. Now, stand with her because I highly recommend her. Stand with her because she has stood with me in the past. She has a record of having stood with others, and thus we ought to return the favor. You see, my brothers and sisters, Paul is talking about a Christian network, a Christian network. I can go to India, and there's an organization in India that I've worked with here in the United States. When I used to live down in New York City, there was an Indian Pentecostal church in Staten Island. And I used to do a lot of work for that church. I used to go there and teach and preach to the brothers and sisters there. I used to do ministerial training in that church there in Staten Island that was just filled with people from India. So now when I go to India, the many times that I went to India, that pastor over there in Staten Island always sent me with a letter of recommendation. The three times I went to India, he always sent me, and he says, listen, Brother Torres, when you get to India, someone's going to be waiting for you there at Bombay Airport. Someone's going to be waiting there for you, and they're going to take you all through Mumbai, and you don't have to worry about being alone. And what a blessing it was to have people stand with me on that side of the world as I stood with them on this side of the world. The same thing can be said for my brothers and sisters in South Africa or in the Ukraine or in Nicaragua and all the other places that I've been to. I used to help a lot of people here, and when I would travel abroad, those people that I helped here knew people over there, and they would always either call or give me a letter, and I would get to that country, and I would call someone from the airport, and the person was already there waiting for me. I never stood alone. And this is what the word commend means. No Christian, no servant of Christ, no brothers and sisters in the Lord ought to be standing alone. There's a famous song. It's called Stand By Me. Stand By Me. Stand By Me. It's wonderful when the Christian community stands by one another. So Paul says, I want you to stand by Phoebe. Don't let her become a victim. Don't allow her to be afraid in a city unknown to her. Don't let her be taken advantage of. Why? Because when I was in Corinth, and I was afraid, and all you have to do, listen, saints, if you don't believe Paul was afraid when he was in Corinth, all you have to do is read Acts 18. Go and read the book of Acts, the 18th chapter, and you will find out that Paul was terrified when he was at Corinth. And yet people stood with him. So now he returns the favor. I commend. It's not just to recommend. It's not just saying, hey, receive this sister and open your doors to her and have one day of fellowship and give her a meal. No, it means more than that. To recommend means to stand with them all the time that they are in your city. If they're in your city for 30 days, you stand with them for 30 days. Be with them. You know, when I traveled abroad, I was never alone, never. Those brothers and sisters in Christ overseas, they know how to take care of a man of God. Anywhere I went, I never stood alone, not one place. The saints overseas really, really, really stand with the ministers of Christ. And so Paul says, please do me a favor. Take care of Phoebe. Now, based on her name, and that's the second word I want to look at. Based on her name, we know that she is a Gentile. A Jew would not name their daughter Phoebe. Why? Well, because Phoebe, the name Phoebe, the noun, the personal noun, had everything to do with moon worship or the moon goddess. The name Phoebe could either mean moon or bright and radiant as the moon, and the name was connected to pagan mythology. Pagan mythology. You know, a myth is a lie that is pawned off as the truth. So when you read about the pagan gods and this god and that god
and the creation act of the Babylonian gods and how the Sumerian gods and the Egyptian gods created the world. All of that is mythology. All of that is a one big lie. And so the only book that has the true creation account and the true account of the one true God is Scripture. So Phoebe, no doubt, was born to pagan parents. And as most pagan parents did, they named their daughters after the goddesses of the nation. We're assuming, we believe that Phoebe was Greek. And so the Greek goddess Artemis, or if she was Roman, the Roman goddess Diana, or if she was from Ur of the Chaldees like Abraham and Sarah, remember Abraham and Sarah? Well, in Ur of the Chaldees, the god, the moon goddess, the principal goddess of that city was Ninar. N-I-N-N-A-H, Ninar. She was the principal goddess. And when God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees and he said, then leave your father's house and leave your relatives and leave your motherland and leave all that mess behind and come and serve me. Abraham and Sarah were being called out of pagan worship. We know based on the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, the third verse, Joshua 24:3, Joshua tells us that Abraham worshipped false gods. Ninar, the moon goddess, was one of them. So before there was ever a Hebrew people, there was an Abram. And God called Abram out of pagan worship and started true worship with Abraham and Sarah. So Phoebe is a former pagan come to Christ. So those are the two things I want you to see in the verse. Paul says, stand with the sister who was born into paganism. But God in his mercy, God in his goodness, God in his great love wherewith he loved us, he has saved this woman. Now some would say, well, why didn't she change her name? Well, did Moses change his name? So why are you bringing up Moses? Well, remember, Moses is not Moses' Hebrew name. In fact, we don't know what Moses' Hebrew name is. We suspect his Hebrew name was Tobias, T-O-B-I-A-S, Tobias. We suspect that's what his name is. We don't know. But we know his Egyptian name, the name that the Egyptian princess gave him was Moses. Remember, my brothers and sisters, it was Pharaoh's daughter who named Moses, and the Egyptians were pagans. When Moses came to faith in God, when God appeared to him in the burning bush, did God say to Moses, change your name? No. God said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here am I, Lord. So you see, you can be born into paganism or you can be adopted into paganism and still keep your pagan name even though you have received in your heart the one true God of Scripture. So Paul says, I want to recommend to you, I want you to stand with this sister who was born into paganism, who was born into mythology, but God has rescued her. We're going to leave it there. We'll come back tomorrow as we continue our study in Romans 16. God bless you. And don't forget, saints, tonight to join us for prayer. Try to get on the line a little early. Try to get on the line I always encourage you to come on at 6:50, 6:55. So this way, when Sister Linda starts teaching at 7 o'clock, we don't have to hear you announcing your name. If you get on there a little early, we won't have to hear, the distractions in the background. Come on when you can, but if you can come on a little earlier, we will greatly, greatly appreciate it. And invite someone to join us tonight for prayer. You may have a brother, you may have a sister, you may have a neighbor, you may have a coworker who's down and out. invite them to join us for prayer. God bless you.
We are saved.